Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning fly season. You know, early on in the battle with the flies, it's really about controlling the number of adult flies that are out there. So early in the season, some of you may use parasitic wasps. Those are great. You just have to put them out every week. Some of you probably are maybe adding a feed additive, an insecticide, to your animal's feed every day that's approved by FDA for use in dairy cows. Some other things that you might think about doing, maybe you haven't tried these. Baits can be highly, highly effective, particularly early in the season. Nice thing about baits is you put them out and they're there for a while. You do have to go back and refill them because they will be used over time. Some of the newer baits actually go into feeders that are refillable. You know, some simple things we can sometimes do early in the season are just fly strips in our buildings. Those are highly effective and they will catch flies, and that reduces the number of adult flies we have on our farm. One last thing I'd like to suggest, if you haven't tried these, are the fly traps. Particularly if you have calves in hutches, and a lot of us, we have trees, and those are great windbreaks, but they also harbor a lot of flies. This will delay some of the more drastic measures that we have to use a little bit later in the season, and the longer we can delay starting the spraying, the better overall fly control program we'll have. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to get after the flies. Fly season is here.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.